medyo nagkakalabuan sa buhay mag-asawa. Nag-away. Pwede ka na nga bang mag-date ng iba?
Or aayusin pa ba? Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. Ihinto na natin tong podcast na tong topic na to. Kasi ang hirap ng topic na ito.
Bakit ba natin pinapasok yung mga bagay na nagpapahirap sa buhay natin?
Eh, para mapag-usapan at saka at least, di ba, if someone will comment, will disagree, we welcome that. Please message us.
But of course, no bashing. Ang maganda kasi pag-usapan, reality of life is that hindi lahat ng married couples nag-end up talaga ng hanggang pangmatandaan.
Kahit ano sabihin natin na plan ni Lord ito, commitment natin kay Lord ito as a couple, we know someone na dumaan sa hindi naging maayos, we know someone na nagkaroon ng second marriage,
second chance,
yung iba third,
happy ending.
Merong iba na dahil din na maanal, live-in na lang sila, nagkaroon pa rin sa, they consider it a good family still. Diba? So, they found their home there. Nangyari naman to. But the question is, ito, hindi ito dahil meron tayong mga napapakinggan ng mga issues sa mga celebrities na dahil umalis sa asawa, nagkaroon ng bago kagad, o nung during the time, may nililigawan na hindi po pawang, ang tawag dito? Coincidence lang po ang nangyayari dito. So the question is, pero totoo ha, totoo, mami, kapag ba nagkakalabuan kayo, o na siya nagkakalabuan, sobrang bad trip ka na sa asawa mo, hindi na kayo nagkakaayusan talaga. And you feel like this is not, I don't think it's working already. May mga ganun eh, di ba? Nawala na yung honeymoon side, nawala na yung fairy tale, kasi simula kayo, nalimot nyo na yung salita, simula nyo. Valid ba? Pwede na bang maghanap ng kadate? Or yung iba din naghanap eh, nag-date na nga talaga sila.
Let's all pray. Bakit palagi lang kung una mong tinatanong?
Ako na lang.
Nagpo-post ng questions.
Ako na lang. Sige. So, pwede na nga ba? The answer is, syempre depende para maging safe tayo.
Hindi, we really have to talk it out. Diba?
Okay. Ideally, sa konteksto ng married life, of course, the answer will always be no. Let's be straight to the facts that that's the commitment, that's the sacrifice, that's the respect as well. But is it happening? Not all the time. And we're not saying, ay, grabe, sama mo, ginawa mo yun. Diba? But given the chance that you're in that position right now, it would always be, hindi muna. The question is, we need to ask psychologists, we need to ask doctors, we need to ask people who know about this. Why are people thinking that way? Why is the plan for comfort from a challenging situation in married life leads to talking to the opposite sex or looking for another partner? Where are people coming from? Diba? Kasi may, usually may patterns pati yan. Iba ang, kumbaga sa negosyo, meron tayong iba't ibang way of coping sa challenges ng business. Ngayon may mga tao, ito yung alam nilang way to cope. Parang lang to, alam mo, hindi to married life lang eh. Parang ibang single people, after ng breakup, hindi na makakad makapirme. They cannot stand 1 year to rest, reflect, and go back to themselves. But suddenly, there are people na, they feel like they're so broken, they need someone else already to make them complete and whole. Kailangan yung kamay ko may ka-holding hands kasi hindi to sanay na walang ka-holding hands. Hindi ako sanay na walang ka-ilabyuhan kagad. Diba? Now, to some married people, it happens. Maraming angulo. Pwedeng friends mo na dati or na-attract ka na dati pa kaso lang married ka. Diba? Pwedeng, but now, dahil yung attraction mo, nag-open ng pinto, now, sumasado ngayon yung pintuan mo to have the attraction with your wife or with your husband kasi suddenly your eyes are now beginning to look at another door for another person. Pwede ding yun. Diba? But still, if you're married, you have to act married. You have to stay within the context of kung wala naman nga yung pinag-uusapan na physical abuse, verbal abuse that leads to emotional trauma, addiction that leads to really a bad thing in marriage, di ba? Na, or the adultery na talaga sobrang yung, kasi by legal, ano siya eh, di ba? Ang hirap niyan, ang hirap, kasi ang sagot ng mga tao dyan, mami, I want to be happy. Number two, I found someone and this person is really better and we're good together. Tapos only to find out, oo nga, no, naging okay naman sila at the end. Pero hindi sila kasal. Diba? So, ang challenging ng question na ito, ang sagot ko dyan, respect the marriage. If it's not working now, bakit hindi nag-work? Ano hindi ginagawa? Ano ba nangyari? Diba? Ayusin mo natin sa part na yon. Do your part first. Kasi baka mami, di mo na napasin yung asawa mo. And then, in your decision, there will always be God's grace. Especially if real love is being applied. But it is first and supposed to be applied to your marriage. What are your thoughts?
You're right, mabigat tong episode na to. No? Ang daming angles kasi. And okay, at the same time,
kaintanitiriya habang ginagawa to.
At the same time, we cannot judge because una sa lahat, hindi natin alam ang mga nangyari sa bawat married couple. We're trying our best here to help people who are listening to us somehow enlighten them if they are in that position na confused sila.
Yeah.
If they are in a position na yung asawa nila bilang nagbuhay single and they're so lost, they don't know what to do. This is not, again, to post judgment, but this is really to help married couples cope with something that they cannot share to other people because takot silang ma-judge or hindi sila makahanap ng safe space. So there are two opposite spectrum kasi for me, ha, nung ganitong sitwasyon. One is, paano kung ikaw yung nakamiss ng single life? Yung parang na-miss mo yung single life, meron talagang bagay na parang feeling mo gusto kong makawala. Kaya yung happiness mo is happening at the expense of your partner. Pwede ka ba tayo makipag-date kung nagkakalabuan na kayo? Ang tanong is, malabo ba yung relasyon mo o malabo ka bilang partner? And so kung namimiss mo yung single life, at gusto mo sinabi mo yung parang, paano kung existing na? Meron kasing tao akala nila parang, oh, ba't ang bilis mo naman ka-move on? Eh, marriage yan, hindi naman yan boyfriend-girlfriend lang. Kasi may existing na pala na attraction.
Bakit na-attract habang nasa marriage?
Pwede may unmet needs. Pwedeng may thrill kasi bago. But then again, plain and simple, I love Sis Risa Singson Kaupeng, she's one of our leaders in the feast. Sinabi natin sa Didache Reflection, sa Catholic Devotional, di ba na binabasa natin every day. Now, if you want to have a simple life, it's very simple to you live and obey God's teachings. It's plain and simple. Gusto mo ng blessing, yun lang talaga. Pwede ka ba makapag-date inside marriage? The answer is no. But these are the complicated scenarios. And the opposite spectrum is, paano kung wala talaga? Meron akong kakilala na matalik kong kaibigan, hindi niya kasalanan nagkaroon siya ng failed marriage. But she was really abandoned by her husband. And she found love. She's trying her very best na maanal ang marriage nila. She respected God. She still does. Nakahanap siya ng second chance of happy ending.
Yeah.
And she prays. She's raising her family very well.
Alam mo, ano nga to eh. Siguro para mas maganda, no, as we... I think this will be a short podcast only. Gawin natin, a short podcast lang siya. Na, let's give a concrete example. Kasi pag lumapit sa'yo ang kaibigan mo, nandun na siya sa sitwasyon na nag-fail yung marriage niya, o hindi nag-work out talaga yung marriage niya, meron siyang bagong partner and they're happy, iba yung sitwasyon eh. Wow, okay, sige, let's pray for you. And let's pray for God's best for you, di ba? And I'm happy that you're happy now. I'm happy that kamusta yung ex-wife mo, ex-husband mo, are you doing well? Yeah, we're good, ganito, o hindi kami good.
Or terms. Wala talagang communication at
talaga, all. Talaga, iba eh. Pero pag may lumapit sa kaibigan mo, medyo nagka-away kami mag-asawa eh. Oo, kaya nga nagkakapag-date nga ako ng iba ngayon eh. Boom! Iba. Iba ang dating. Diba? Iba yung, taka lang, mag-break ba tayo? Diba? Pero pwede naman mag-break mo tayo sa podcast na ito. Before we end and give the final details, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
Break muna ba sa marriage o break na talaga?
Oh, so, yun yung iba, diba? Pag may lumapit sa'yo at nagsabi na, alam mo, si especially parehas kaibigan mo, nagkakalabuan kami. Ha? Labuan? Eh, mag-asawa na kayo. Di na kami nag-uusap, nag-aaway na lang kami. Paano yung mga bata? Di ko alam eh, pero may kadita kong bago. Iba. Iba ang dating pag sinabi ng gano'n, di ba?
Umayos ka nga.
May asawa ka. Di ba?
Ano ba yan?
Ganun yan. Diba? Let's have that concrete example, di ba?
Iba yun as a friend, iba rin as a marriage coach.
Oo, iba yun. Of course,
ibang discipline.
Pag marriage coach kasi... Kaya nga, ang answer will be depende. Ano nangyayari? We need to get the details first, the context first. Why do you feel that? What happened? Malaking scope yan. But to that concrete example, ikaw umayos ka. Hindi lisensya, ano, may away kayo mag-asawa para makipag-date ka sa iba. Ang lisensya ng meron ang marriage license mo, ang marriage certificate mo, is to fix your marriage. Do everything, all your efforts together. Exhaust it first bago ka mag-isip ng kung anong ibang gagawin. Kasi ang plano ng Lord, syempre, unahin mo yan, di ba? But at the end of the day, everyone deserves God's love. I don't want to say just love kasi meron tayong kanya-kanyang definition ng love. And it will be complicated if we apply all the definition of love. This is love for me. But I'm gonna say everybody deserves God's love. People who are having a challenge in their married life, they deserve God's love. People who are out of marriage already and having a new relationship deserves God's love. Those who are starting and feel the challenges deserves God's love. But still, we stand always again sa marriage.
Hanggat the sanctity of marriage.
Hanggat kaya, hanggat pwede, kung wala naman yung mga...
Abuse, adultery, and addiction.
And under the legal, kasi may mga ibang legal, ano yan, sabi nga, pinakinggan ko yan, na mananalify ang marriage if dapat wala pala talaga nangyaring kasal. Diba? Because of this certain blank na hindi pala kayang i-provide ng asawa. So, but when you're married and meron kayong simpleng pagkakaunawaan, it's not a license for you to date. It's not the solution.
Malalim. So, if you know a person who is going through this kind of situation, pray for them, support them, but don't tolerate them. But at the same time, if you are also going through this kind of situation, please seek help from the people who want to see your marriage win and pray about your situation.
Kaya, ito rin sa ending, mommy, no? Kaya nga, when you seek help, don't just go to the opposite sex. Na pwedeng wala naman, pero it become dangerous. Kasi anything intimate in the married life, a problem na dapat kayo nag-uusap, sinare mo sa iba, and especially it's an opposite sex, it becomes an intimate moment soon. Kasi kayong dalawa wala nakakaalam nun. When you walk together, when you look at each other, as yung spouse mo, kasama mo, hindi alam ng asawa mo, pero kayong dalawa nagkakatindihan kayo, may alam tayong dalawa lang, hindi alam ng asawa ko.
Yes, and no one is temptation proof, diba?
Exactly. Mahirap na. So we pray for everyone. We pray that, alam mo, just a reminder for me that as we live in this world, never forget that there's spiritual life. And in spiritual life, there's also a battle and a challenge.
Yes.
And the number one being attacked are the couples. Kasi nga, it breaks the family. And we all know that, yeah, people can cope, the kids can cope, pero kung kaya naman maging best version, go for the best version. It will be heavy, pero kakayanin.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray for all the couples who are having challenges. Lord, support them. Provide a tribe for them that will help their married life. Lord, we pray for humility. We pray for openness. We pray for healing of brokenness as well. We pray for an empowerment for both the husband and the wife. we pray for prayers that the wife prays for the husband prays for the wife.
Amen.
We pray for sacrifice and submissiveness. We pray for the grace that comes from you to bless married couples. Bless the families, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Love connects.